This is Midday Theater Critic Jaywin Russick. Robert Askin's 2018 play, The Squirrels, is not only about squirrels, six of the seven characters are squirrels. The seventh is a scientist who has dedicated his life to squirrels, as he puts it. He is wildly enthusiastic about squirrels, and he shares a bunch of squirrel facts. For example, gray squirrels organize their nuts by variety and hide them that way. Walnuts in one place, pecans in another. They also dry mushrooms and like maple syrup. Interesting, but can the study of squirrels make a play? You wouldn't think so, but these are anthropomorphized squirrels, and there's a fairly complex plot. Before I go any further, I need to say this is definitely not a play for kids. Leave the children at home. Cute as squirrels may look, the plot has a lot of violence as well as blood, sexual content, and what the Maryland Ensemble Theater calls strong language. Essentially, The Squirrels is a very dark allegory about the struggle for power, the uneven distribution of wealth, racism, sexism, deceit, and misplaced trust. Serious themes, and disconcertingly topical. But getting back to that wildly enthusiastic scientist, he's played by Matthew Harris, and he opens the play, welcoming the audience.
I have to say, I'm proud of you. You get the season announcement. And you're like, musical? Okay. Thinky play about thinky things all the way from New York? Sure, duh. But what's this? A play about squirrels? Others may say, a play about squirrels, what? But not you. You said okay. You said I'm curious. You said give me some, and some you shall have. Buckle up, you discerning patrons of the arts, because we are going to get scientifical, because squirrels are fascinating.
The squirrels in Robert Askin's play are indeed fascinating, particularly a squirrel named Scurrus. Scurrus is the greatest of the gray squirrels, at least in his neck of the woods, but he's growing old and forgetful. Meanwhile, the gray squirrel's rivals, the fox squirrels, are starving. They'll try anything to get their paws on Scurrus's enormous stash of nuts. And that's not all. One of Scurrus's daughters has fallen in love with a fox squirrel, and a mysterious gray squirrel, a stranger, shows up with a dangerous agenda of his own. It's a squirrel melodrama with Shakespearean undertones. Scurrus, the old squirrel whose rule is in jeopardy, is more than a little like King Lear. And the forbidden romance between a gray squirrel and a fox squirrel is a little like Romeo and Juliet. Squirrels, Shakespeare, dried mushrooms, and a touch of amnesia. No doubt about it, this is a weird play. I like weird, but there are places, especially in the later more violent scenes, where the action isn't always clear. And there's a moral at the end. That's not unusual for an allegory, but considering what's come before, this moral is too pat and too hopeful. By now you may be wondering what these squirrels look like on stage. The script calls for squirrel suits, but costume designer Cody Gilliam takes a different and, I'd say, more effective approach. Gilliam primarily uses human clothing, reinforcing that this is a play about human beings, told through the device of squirrels. Designer Gilliam squirrels wear trousers, shirts, skirts, shoes, and fingerless gloves. The character of the stranger wears an overcoat. Scurrus's wife wears pearls. And a combative fox squirrel wears a huge soda cap as a shield. But best of all, the actors wear giant, bushy, curled squirrel tails. The tails are fabulous. They move. The actors can shake them. But there's no squirrel makeup, no whiskers, no pointy squirrel ears. And under Julie Herber's nimble direction, the actors have mastered squirrel mannerisms. They hold their hands like curled paws. They do quick head turns, and at times they're on their haunches with front paws curled. In real life, you might not be able to tell one squirrel from another, but the six squirrels in this production are very distinct. Four of the six are members of the same family. Nicole Halmos plays the matriarch, Scurrus's wife. Halmos plays her as a grande dame, the power behind the throne. One of Scurrus's daughters is an adopted fox squirrel, and Shay Michael Green makes her very foxy. She's sly and a hussy. It's not surprising that she falls for the mysterious stranger. He accurately describes her as morally flexible, as devious as me. That stranger is played by Matthew Harris, the same actor who plays the scientist. But unlike that jovial human character, Harris's squirrel is an oily, conniving liar, totally driven by self-interest. The standout is Tad Janes as Scurrus, the aging patriarch. His squirrel gestures are impeccable, and he's surprisingly sympathetic as this squirrel leader, saddened and frightened by the realization that he's losing his powers. Squirrels are remarkably good at remembering where they've stashed the nuts that will get them through the winter, and Scurrus has hidden more than any other squirrel. But now his mind is starting to play tricks, as he admits to his wife, played by Nicole Halmos.
I don't know where my nuts are. Sometimes I don't know where anything is. I hear calls in the night. There's no one there. I hear stories. They seem to be true, but then someone says something different, and that sounds true, too. I don't know what's real. You say this tree is changing, but what do I know if I don't know this tree? Squirrels come to me, look up to me.
Squirrels still come to you.
Cordata used to say that I was the biggest, strongest squirrel in this world.
The Squirrels is the second play I've reviewed by Robert Askins. The first, Hand to God, which I saw at the Studio Theater in Washington, is Askins' best-known play. Winner of Off-Broadway's Obie Award, it transferred to Broadway in 2015. Hand to God is about a satanic hand puppet in a church puppet ministry, so it's also very dark. Still, it's more accessible than Squirrels with problems ranging from bigotry to power struggles to illicit romance. Plus, frankly, The Squirrels takes a strong stomach. Not many theaters would attempt it or handle it as skillfully as Maryland Ensemble Theater has. I'm glad I saw it, but I'll never look at a cute little squirrel quite the same way again. The Squirrels continues at Maryland Ensemble Theater in Frederick through April 28th.